Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
So it's the seventh day of the octave of Christmas. It is also New Year's Eve. And it's crazy to think, at least for me, that 2021 is already over and 2022 starts tomorrow. And I'm not quite sure how I feel about this year and everything that happened during it. So I think that requires a little bit more reflection on my part. But I think it's interesting as Catholics to enter into this new year, you know, because all around us, there's this promotion of New Year's resolutions, like now's your time to kind of restart something to help better yourself, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. And this, for us as Catholics, is sandwiched between two seasons that seem to be encouraging the same thing, right? So we just got done with Advent, which was a time set aside for preparation for Christmas. And because it was a penitential season, that almost necessitated those elements of, okay, physical denial of maybe like foods that we really like to eat or something like that, an encouragement to increased spiritual activity. So like going to mass more, praying more, forming all of these sorts of habits that would not only prepare our hearts for Christmas, but hopefully remain with us beyond the Christmas season, right? And then jump ahead a couple months and we enter into Lent, which is another time set aside for that preparation, that self-denial, that again is not necessarily supposed to be a, I'm going to give up chocolate for 40 days because I really love it. But maybe I'm going to take some things on that will help kind of form me and prune me that will then become these habits that stick with me long after Easter. And so, of course, we can take this time to reset and use it as a good starting point for forming new habits and all of that. But we also have these times throughout the year that we're given. And so it's interesting to think about the significance that maybe a new year has for us. Because also we just celebrated a new liturgical year when Advent started. So now it's a new calendar year. What does that mean? And something that I just kept thinking about is that we still do have these desires, I would say, for newness. We know that with a new year comes new things. If nothing else, we have to learn how to write a new year on, you know, papers or other documents, making sure we're writing 22 instead of 21. But there's also a time for this desired newness, like maybe something's not going well in your life. And you're like, maybe with the new year, something good will come. Or maybe there's a desire for some change, maybe in where people are living or doing work or whatever. Like there's this desire for newness with the new year. And it's almost expected that something new is going to come. And this keeps pointing me back to something that I feel silly that I didn't really know or pay attention to before, but I learned just from watching the series The Chosen, which I've talked about before, is this desire that the people of Israel had for a Messiah, and that they truly believed that he was going to come as a military leader with these vast armies behind him, and he was going to come and overthrow the Roman government under whom they had been subjects for many years. And so they had this expectation that when the Messiah came, this is what he was going to do. He's going to do X, Y, and Z. And the way they do the character development with the apostles is really interesting. Of course, they're speculating a lot of it, but using the historical and biblical tools to make accurate guesses. And these apostles are like, yeah, I'm ready to fight for you, Lord. And he's like, that's not what I'm here to do. But that's what they were hoping for. They were tired of putting up with the Romans and paying those taxes and having to do whatever it was that they wanted them to do. So that made me think of how we often can have these desires of what we hope for things to look like. And I'm one, like, going into this new year, there's so certain things that I'm hoping for that will happen. And it's, maybe it's just because it's a new year. Maybe it's just because it's a few months out that, I think maybe with time, certain things will change. And we almost have this expectation that this is how things are going to be. And I think this reality of how the Lord entered into the world, really, like we just celebrated at Christmas, and then how he chose to redeem it, which wasn't by overthrowing any governments or becoming a military leader, but by preaching and then dying. I think he can do the same thing for us, where he may enter into our lives in a way that we don't expect, and he may cause ruckus and controversy in our lives in a way that we don't expect, or maybe we didn't want to. But ultimately, it's infinitely better than anything that we could have chosen for ourselves. And so that's something I want to reflect on for me personally, and maybe for you too, is how am I hoping that the Lord's going to enter into my life in the next couple months? Like, what is it that I'm hoping for him to do? But then, do I have an openness to what he actually wants to do? And am I inviting him in the ways that he wants to come? So these are things that I think we can reflect on as we enter into this new year, but also all the time. And I love this quote from Padre Pio that I want to share with you in the closing prayer. And yeah, and then wish you Happy New Year. So let us pray. My past, O Lord, to your mercy, my present to your love, my future to your providence. Lord Jesus, we give you this year that we just had. We give you all of the aspects of it, all of the good and the bad. We ask that you open our eyes that we may see the good in what happened, that you would forgive us for the times that we failed to love and serve you. And we ask that you give us the strength and the courage to persevere forward into this new year as we continue to await an expectant hope for how you wish to enter into and transform our lives. Give us a greater openness to you, your love, and your grace. My past, O Lord, to your mercy, my present to your love, my future to your providence. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini-retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.